Somebody put your hand on the radio and say amen. It's time once again for the Rhythm Revival with yours truly, Reverend Billy C. Wirtz, your master of the electronic disaster, coming out to you across the airwaves. August the 16th is right around the corner, or it may be on the very evening that you're listening to this show, or it may be the day before you listen to this show. Depending on where you are and which one of our many stations you're picking up the Rhythm Revival on. But regardless, friends, that means it's time for our tribute to the King. Back in 1953, a young man walked into a studio in Memphis, Tennessee, and decided to record a song for his mama. Up until very recently, that first song was lost. But the very first song that the man who would later become the King of Rock and Roll made sounded like this.
Evening shadows make me blue, when each weary day is through, how I long to be with you, my happiness. Every day I reminisce, dreaming of your tender kiss, always thinking how I miss my happiness. Years it seems have gone by since we shared our dreams, but I hold you again. There'll be no blue memories then, whether skies are gray or blue, any place on earth will do, just as long as I'm with you, my happiness. A million years it seems have gone by since we shared our dreams, but I'll hold you again. There'll be no blue memories then, whether skies are gray or blue, any place on earth will do, just as long as I'm with you, my happiness.
This young boy's name was Elvis Aaron Presley, and he had just graduated from Humes High School. He was driving a truck at the time, and as he used to drive the truck around, he listened to WDIA radio, the sound of rhythm and blues from Memphis, Tennessee. And when he listened to the radio, he heard songs like this.
For you, that's all right, no mama, any way you do, but that's all right, that's all right, that's all right, no mama, any way you do. Well, my mama, she done told me, papa told me too, the life you live in, son, now women be the death for you. That's all right, that's all right now, mama, any way you do, yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
I love that woman, but I got to let her go. But that's all right. That's all right. That's all right now, mama. Any way you do. Babe, now if you don't want me, why not tell me so? You won't be bothered with me around your house no more. But that's all right. That's all right. That's all right now, mama. Any way you do.
Arthur Big Boy Crudup, as I go crashing into the mic stand, singing his version of That's All Right, Mama. About a little less than a year after Elvis had recorded that song for his mom, Sam Phillips, the owner of Sun Studios, was talking to his secretary, and they were talking about trying to get some new sounds in there, and he said, what about that weird kid with the sideburns that came in here a while back? I said, why don't you try and get a hold of him? So they gave him a call, and Elvis came flying down to the studio. They didn't really know what they were going to do with him, so they decided to try out a couple of things. And one of the first things they tried out was some old sort of country-style ballads that went kind of like this here.
I love you because you understand it. Every single thing I try to do, you're always there to lend a helping hand. Most of all, because you.
Well, Sam said, well, you know, that's okay. And he was trying to be nice to the kid and didn't really want to hurt his feelings, but that really wasn't quite what he was looking for. So they did some sort of standard country ballads and that kind of thing. And it was Scotty Moore on guitar and Bill Black on bass. And they decided to take a little break. So they took a little break, and Elvis got to clowning around on the guitar, and nobody really knew what was going on, but he started clowning around, and he started playing this song by Arthur Crudup that he had heard on the radio that he liked, and he kind of made it sound like this here.
Well, that's all right, mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, mama. Just any way you do it, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right, mama. Anyway, do. Well, mama, she done told me. Papa done told me too. Son, that gal you fooling with, she ain't no good to you. But that's all right. That's all right. That's all right, mama. Town you bothered with me hanging round your door, but that's all right. That's all right. That's all right now, Mama. Anyway, do ah da da dee 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 dee. I need your loving. That's all right. That's all right.
That's All Right, Mama, the song that would change rock and roll history. To quote from Peter Guralnick, he said, the song was That's All Right, an old blues by Arthur Big Boy Crudup. And nothing could have surprised Phillips more than this boy should even know, let alone perform with such freshness and verve, the music for which Sam had crusaded all these years, music of which he would later say with deep-seated satisfaction, this is where the soul of man never dies. And while he had never anticipated, he could never have dreamt of this turn of events, and that was the one that he seized upon instantly as he had Elvis and Scotty and Bill run through That's All Right until they got it right. And the next few nights, he watched them hit up on their transformation of Bill Monroe's classic Blue Moon of Kentucky in similar fashion. And we're going to play that one for you right now to give you an idea of what it was that they hit upon. And this is what they hit upon, and it sounded just like this right here.
Blue moon, blue moon, blue moon, keep shining bright. Blue moon, keep on shining bright. You're going to bring me back, come on, baby, tonight. Blue moon, keep shining bright. I say blue moon of Kentucky, they keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I say blue moon of Kentucky, they keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Well, the heat was on one moonlight night, stars shining bright. Whisper on high, love, say goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Just keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I say blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue.
Blue Moon of Kentucky by Elvis right there and the fellas, and they knew they had hit upon something. They didn't know what it was, but they knew that they just had to keep going with it. So they kept on turning out songs that had that same groove, that beat, that feel. And in the words of Scotty Moore, he said, we didn't know what we had. We knew we'd probably get run out of town for playing it, but by God, they kept on giving it a shot, and they came out with songs just like this great version right here of the old Junior Parker tune that went like this.
That's a good to rockin' tonight.
Oop, let's back that up just a little bit right here. Come on, Elvis, I know you're in a hurry. All righty. Sometimes they can get just a little bit in a hurry right here. Here we go with Elvis, and we're going to play Elvis's version, and then we're going to let you hear the original. And this was Elvis's version of a song that was real popular called Good Rockin' Tonight.
Well, I heard the news. That's good to rockin' tonight. Well, I heard the news. That's a good to rockin' tonight. I'm gonna hold my baby as tight as I can. Tonight she'll know I'm a mighty, mighty man. I heard the news. There's good to rockin' tonight. I say, oh, meet me in a hurry behind the bar. Don't you be afraid, darling, do you know harm. I won't
want you to bring along my rocking shoes, cause tonight I'm going to rock away all the blues. I heard the news, there's good to rocking tonight. Away all my blues. Have you heard the news? They're good at rocking tonight. Everybody's gonna rock tonight. I'm gonna hold my baby tight as I can. Tonight she'll know I'm a mighty man. I got the news, everybody's rocking tonight. Well, Elder Brown, Deacon Jones, they've even left the happy home. They'll be there just you wait to see, a jumping and a stomping at the Jubilee. Hey man, that's good rocking tonight. Sweet Lorraine, Sioux City Sue, sweet Georgia Brown, Caledonia too. They'll be there jumping like mad. Hey sister, ain't you glad? We got the news, there's good rocking tonight. Hoy, 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 there's good rockin' tonight. Hey, hey, everybody's rockin' tonight.
Wynonie Harris with the original version of Good Rockin' Tonight. So Elvis was coming from a whole lot of different directions, and he was making a major impact on the scene. At first it started in the South, and then it began to move north. But back around 55, he was still primarily a country and western artist. As a matter of fact, he was thrown off of the Grand Ole Opry and really kind of got his start on the Louisiana Hayride. But as things began to progress along, they began to take notice up north, and Life magazine called him the Howling Hillbilly Success, and others began to realize that they might have a hit on their hands. And in 1955... RCA purchased his contract from Sam Phillips for the unheard of sum of $35,000. And then we'll show you what happened after that.